We are in Simen Lamed in Hilchas Tefillin, dealing with the Zmanim of Tefillah. We are up to Siv Gimel. We will be completing the Simen, that's Gimel, Dalet, and Hey. The Mechaber had taught us the halacha that at night we are not to wear Tefillin midrabbanan. That means we hold Laila Zman Tefillin. You are allowed midaraisa. You can fulfill the mitzvah of Tefillin by night. The Rabbanan are the ones that said not to. The Rabbanan are the ones that said not to wear tefillin at night out of fear that you're going to fall asleep. They said don't put on the tefillin. You can continue wearing them if you already put them on by day. And we saw the halacha was ein morin ki. Now we have an interesting situation. The Mechaber says, Hayarotza lotzeis laderech. Someone is going out, he's traveling, he's going out early. Bahashkama, early in the morning. He will not have an opportunity then to put his tefillin on later. He's got to put them on now, and it is too early. It is before the zman of hanochas tefillin. Manichem, the halacha is he can put them on. Even though it is also to put tefillin on at night, because you may fall asleep, if you're getting up early and leaving, you're allowed to. Why is that? So the Mechaber explains. Because since you've slept already, and now you've gotten up, we're not afraid that you're going to go to sleep now. So if you're talking about putting tefillin on at night, we're afraid you'll sleep. If you've already slept and now you're getting up in the morning and you're going out to the road, here early in the morning, Chazal did not answer putting on the tefillin. But the Mechaber says, Ukshiyagiyaz manon yimashmesh v'em v'yivarech. You can't make a bracha that early in the morning. The Mechaber is holding that you cannot make a bracha early in the morning, meaning before the zman of putting on tefillin, even though Chazal didn't aser you putting on tefillin then. Chazal made an iser putting tefillin on by night because you may sleep in them. They did not make that iser when you get up early in the morning and you're leaving. But they did not allow you to make the bracha. The tikkun of the bracha of tefillin, according to the Mechaber, even when there's no fear of falling asleep, Chazal were only metaken the bracha from the zman where you can recognize your friend. From the zman where Berichu Dal Ramis, you can recognize someone that you know a little bit. So this is the first sif here. The Mishneh Berurah does say that even in such a case, if you're actually traveling and wearing your tefillin, if you're sitting in a wagon, the fear is that you may fall asleep again because you got up very early. And it's still before the zman. So he says that when is it that we're matur putting on the tefillin? When you're actually putting them before you travel. But sitting while you're traveling and wearing your tefillin is not a good thing to do because of fear that you're going to fall asleep in them. Sif Dalid, Hoyabo Baderech uTefillin Barosho. You were walking in the street, wearing tefillin, and Veshaka Olav Chama. And then night came. So what did we say? The halacha was Ein Morin Kain. Even though you're allowed to continue wearing tefillin, you cannot do that publicly. So here you're walking in the street and it gets dark and you're wearing tefillin and you don't really have any place to put them. So what do you do? So the Mechaber will tell us that you're supposed to go and put your hand over them. You're not to walk in the street publicly displaying your tefillin before, after Shkia. A second halach in the Mechaber now. Oshaya Yoshev Beis Medrash uTefillin Barosho veKidav Kiddush Alav Hayom. You're sitting in the Beis Medrash on Friday afternoon, and before you know it, Shkia came. So it's now Shkia. You're not supposed to be wearing tefillin. On the other hand, you don't have where to put them. They couldn't have left their tefillin and shoes in those days. They were out in the fields and they were unsafe. So what could you do with your tefillin? You're allowed to walk home wearing your tefillin, but you've got to put your hand over it so that no one should see you wearing tefillin, thinking that you put tefillin on Shabbos. So the halacha is in either of these two cases, you are allowed to wear the tefillin, although it is night and although it is Shabbos, so long as you are covering your tefillin. Now, the question is, why do we not have this halacha when you go out to the road early in the morning? There, people are going to see you wearing tefillin. So there are two answers the Mishneh Berurah gives. One is the answer that the Shulchan Aruch must be holding of, and that is that early in the morning, it's different than late at night. Meaning if it's after Shkia, then in that case, people will simply think that you're allowed to put tefillin on at night. Whereas if you put them on before the Zman, people will recognize that it's early in the morning and that you've slept already, and they will not deduce from there that you can put tefillin on at night before you did go to sleep. The other answer is what the Mishneh Berurah explains to be the Shitas HaRambam, and that is that there's a machlokis, these two seifim, and that the halacha is like one and not the other. And the Mishneh Berurah explains that the Rambam does not bring down the previous halacha that you're allowed to put your tefillin on before the zman when you're going out and, out to travel. So the halacha, we do hold of both of them, and the halacha is there you do not have to cover your tefillin, and here you actually do have to cover your tefillin. Sifhei, Yesh Misha Omer, Sheim Hispalal Tfilas Arvis, Miba'od Yom, Achelo Iniach Tfilin, Enlo Lanich Macharkach. Now this may sound familiar. Back in Simin Yud Ches and Hilchas Tzitzis, the Ramah told us this halacha, that you cannot put tzitzis on after you daven Marav, even though it is still day. The halacha is you're allowed to daven Marav early. We'll be seeing that in Hilchas Tfilin, Yirtzeh Hashem. But if you daven Marav early, then you cannot go and put on tzitzis there. You cannot make a brach on your tzitzis then. That is because of the shittas that Laila loves man tzitzis. Now here, the Mishneh Berurah asks, it's a bit surprising. Because when it comes to tzitzis, we're saying Laila loves man tzitzis. Therefore, if you turned it into Laila in tefillah, it is a tarti tesasri. You're contradicting yourself. You're calling it night when it comes to Marav, and you're calling it day when it comes to making a bracha on tzitzis. In tefillin, we paskin Laila's man tefillin. The problem is that the Chachamim say, don't wear tefillin at night because you may fall asleep in them. Now, the fact that I daven Marav early and called at night does not turn it into the time that I go to sleep. So why should that be a problem here? Says the Mishneh Berurah. Because if I daven Marav, I said Shema. If I said Shema, I'm calling it Zman Shchiva. Because Kriya Shema has to be said at night, as the Pasuk says, B'shach b'cha uv kumecha, when you go to sleep, when you get up. So if I am fulfilling my mitzvah of Kriya Shema, Shel Arvis, at a time that is day, that means I'm calling it Zman Shchiva. If it's Zman Shchiva, then the Rabbanan would answer you from wearing tefillin because you may go to sleep. That's how the Mishneh Berurah is learning this halacha. Now the Mishneh Berurah says that what happens if he didn't daven yet, but the Tzibur did? You can still put on tefillin, but he says that's only if you haven't put on tefillin yet before. If you didn't wear tefillin that day, you can put tefillin on even after the tzibur is daven marav, because you haven't daven marav. Whereas if you've worn tefillin already, once the tzibur is davening, you should not put them on again. You should not put tefillin on again. If you've daven marav, then you shouldn't even put them on for the first time.